For many people, there's little connection between Erie Boulevard and the Erie Canal. But a design competition and some creative future thinking are trying to change that. Architect and planner Jeff Olson of the design firm Alta was a judge and started out by thanking the entrants from 16 different countries.
We don't get enough chances to do this, to have imagination be a leader in our communities and to help look at that 50-year future that supervisors said we are building for.
And the designs are certainly futuristic. Some envision a new plan for Erie Boulevard with park-like bike, pedestrian, and alternative transportation corridors. Others create ways to recast the wetlands near Bridge Street as a park, wildlife area, or waterfront for businesses and restaurants. Another imagines a DNA-shaped bridge to connect the Erie Canal and DeWitt across Route 481 for walkers and bicyclists. Some of the ideas to help close a gap in the cycle of the Erie Canal Trail through Syracuse. Landscape architect Chris Reed of the design firm Stoss notes many designs utilize in some way the old Erie Canal, just reimagined.
How can we think of multiple uses layered onto that line of infrastructure? And you see this across the states, you see this around the world, how cities are kind of rediscovering some of the infrastructures of the past, making them into parks, looking at ways to kind of re-engage their history. At the same time, they look forward to redevelopment and reinvestment.
DeWitt Town Supervisor Ed Michalenko says many of the ideas contained in the designs match up with goals of town development.
Establishing safe bike and pedestrian paths, improving traffic flow, enhancing business and residential opportunities, and providing green space and increasing property values. In support, the town is currently planning to restore the wide waters at Erie Boulevard and Bridge Street. I call it DeWitt's manliest duck pond.
Of course, investment and who would do it are the big questions, especially given costs of some of the more imaginative designs. But planner Jeff Olson offers some optimistic perspective based on a turning tide of investment in urban areas.
I would characterize this movement as 29 years of pushing a rock up a hill, and then there's this year. All of a sudden, it feels like we're going downhill with the wind at our back. Projects that we had never imagined would happen are happening on a regular basis. Walkway over the Hudson, a great one. The New York City Greenway System. I was in Saratoga this morning working on a greenbelt trail, a complete loop around the perimeter of our city.
The right design and enough proponents could be coming along at the right time. The Upstate Revitalization Initiative recently awarded the area $500 million for development of projects that transform the area. Chris Bolt, WAER News.